You're listening to Carousel Radio,
broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability. Carousel Radio is a spoken word show featuring stories and poems and interviews with people with a learning disability.
This month's episode is about dating and relationships. We're looking at romance, friendships and partnerships.
We have our regular writer, Johnny Schachter, with one of his weird and wonderful stories.
We've got fib or fact quizzes if you want to join in with those. And we've got What's That Sound as well. And just to round it off, we have the music by Fish Police.
So Fran and Christian spoke to Heart Ventures, which is a dating agency for people with a learning disability. We also spoke to the Grace Eyre Friendship Group about what they do to help people socialise and meet new people.
We talked to a variety of people at the Blue Camel Club and Rockcast events and asked them about their true stories about dating.
But first, here's a story from Johnny.
This is a poem inspired by a Bob Dylan song, and it's about a girl who I really like a lot. Thank you. J.O. by Johnny Schachter. J.O. J.O. Yes, those are her initials. I love J.O. I love J.O. James asked me, does J.O. stand for Jolly Oddball? I retorted, no, you idiot, it does not. I love J.O. I love J.O. I exclaimed. Gordon asked me, does that stand for Jesse Owens? No, I'm not that way inclined, you idiot. J.O. would not defeat someone who has already been defeated. Gordon replied, isn't that from a Bob Dylan song? I replied, it is. Then I said that I want to be held in J.O.'s loving arms and in her close, warm embrace and be in deep slumber. She has a gentle face and she is the prettiest rose in the summer. When I see her, it takes away the pain and I want to see her again and again, even in the autumn rain. She shines like the sun that can stop the rain from falling.
Carousel Radio.
Interviews and stories from people with a learning disability.
Here are some dating stories from people we spoke to at the Carousel events, Blue Camel Club and Rock House.
Hello, my name is Andrew Walker and I am the lead singer of the band called The Revs. One date that I have been on is when I've been into New York. Basically, my girlfriend brought me tickets to go and see WWE WrestleMania 31 at New York City. I tell you, it was the best night of my life because I could see Sting, Triple H, I saw all the wrestlers there, even Daniel Bryan winning the world title. What it was, I was sitting there enjoying it, watching the wrestling, and there was like over 93,125 people there, and it was amazing. The atmosphere, everything, the lights, the cameras were all going. I was there for like for a month for the holiday out there. It was a long night. God, did I come out like all yeah like that? But I eventually got an offer. It was just straight after I got offer, and I actually went backstage to meet every single wrestler that was on that night backstage.
Yeah, the last day I went on, I took a go-karting and out for dinner first and then go-karting. I went out for curry and a few drinks and then I went go-karting. She was not very happy because we had something to eat and then we went go-karting. She thought we was doing it the other way around. She stormed off and I couldn't find her for a couple of hours. So, and then I got a text off her, I'm at home, and she went back all the way back to Worthing.
Can you introduce yourself for the radio show?
Joy.
How we met was just quite a story. So at college, we were sitting at a table in the refectory at break times. Me and Joy were both sitting at a table and there was a lady And she said to George, "Can you be Ewan's girlfriend?" It's like, yeah, definitely. And that's how we met.
It's my first time meeting Ewan, my first day at college. When I seen him, we meet up together just to get together.
There is one date that we did go on together, didn't we, Joy? Yeah? We were out in Pizza Express. When we were outside, I proposed to her.
I told you to go down his knees, and he had proposed to me. His words, "Will you marry me?"
So went down on one knee, and she said yes.
I was surprised by that.
So now, us two are engaged, so on the way to marriage, I bet. Mum and Dad and her mum and dad as well were in there. It came to a shot to them, I think. When he knows to buy her a ring now, don't I?
He's smart, the intelligent man that I love him.
Joy smiles. Her smile is everything. When you say joy, it just really springs to mind, isn't it? Like, joy for life, just there's joy to the world, that song.
Kara Wakeford runs Heart Ventures, and is just a dating agency that helps people with a learning disability to find friendships and go on dates. We spoke to her at the Amaze event at Brighton City College.
We are here at the Amaze event, and we are interviewing one of my best friend's mother, Carol Wakeford. So, can you tell me what Heart Ventures does?
Heart Venture is the new friendship and dating agency for adults with learning disabilities. We have online dating forum for members only, but also we offer events every month. We have events in mainstream locations, and everyone is welcome to them, both members and non-members. And it can be anything from a disco to karaoke to quiz nights and speed dating we've done as well.
How did you realise there was a need for Heart Ventures?
Well, Daniel came to me a couple of years ago and said that he wanted a girlfriend and wanted me to help him find a new girlfriend, and said, could we go online to see if there was a dating site? And we realised there wasn't any out there at all for adults with learning disabilities. So we decided that perhaps we should do that ourselves. And then we thought also, adults that pertain to me all the time, you know, there's nothing to do, there's nowhere for us to go, we want to go dancing. And so we decided, you know what, let's make these social events, let's do some just good times social events where everyone can let their hair down and get to know each other and widen their circle of friends.
I'm looking to find friendship and romance. I've had girlfriends, but no luck.
I do have a girlfriend before, yeah. Why did they dump me? I think it's far away to girlfriends in Hastings. I don't like girlfriends in Hastings. It would be easier to find a girlfriend locally.
I find it hard to meet new people.
When they're young, at school and colleges, there is so much social activities taking place. But as soon as they leave at 18, 19, some as old as 22, that's it. It ends. Complete cut off. There is nothing else. It's... you have to find your own entertainment, and for so many people that is so difficult. Meeting people for anyone, all walks of life, is difficult. More so when you're an adult with learning disabilities, life can be quite restrictive, contacts can be quite restrictive. Too many people end up lonely and isolated.
Well, in the past I haven't found love. I wouldn't know who to contact and who to go to if Heart Venture wasn't around.
Yeah, we'd be a bit stuck, just at home doing nothing, probably watching Jeremy Kyle or...
I feel like there's a little feeling inside me that I feel like I'm going to die alone. There's no one outside for me, because I haven't found it yet. I feel like I'm lost in a bubble, don't know where to go. It's good to meet new people, make friends, and for them to see that people with a disability can cope. I feel that Heart Venture that will help me to find love, maybe give me some tips. I'm hoping that I'll be able to meet a slightly different person to who I've been getting out with before. Someone a little bit more like me.
Have you had any success stories so far?
We have. I mean, the major one for me is my son, Daniel. He's at last got a girlfriend. Him and Amber have been going out now for 3 months and very happy, but we have had lots of other people as well meet people, mostly through the events, but not just dates. We've had a lot of people get to make friends as well, and they have new friendships now, and they can meet up and go for coffee, etc., which is equally as important as romance.
The next Heart Venture event is February. We have our amazing Valentine Ball at the Waterfront Hotel, which is formerly known as the Thistle, and it's £5.50 for members and £7.50 for non-members to get in, and carers go free. It's on Tuesday the 9th of February from 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. and it's an evening of live music and disco. So gents, wear your collar and ties, and ladies, your posh dresses, please. Okay, look forward to seeing you there.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio presents Fib or Fact. Some truths and some lies about relationships and dating. Welcome on, this is Ewan from Carousel Radio, and this is the Fact or Fib quiz, and this one is about relationships and dating. Fact or Fib number one for you guys. The best colour for a man to wear on a date is blue. Is that a fact or a fib?
I reckon it's true, because my boyfriend wears blue on dates.
I'd say it's a fib, because anyone can wear whatever colour.
It's a fact. It's a fact. Studies have shown that women are attracted to men in blue. What do you think would be the worst colours to wear on a date, guys? Fran, you start with?
Probably red or yellow.
The worst colour to wear? Grey.
Fact or fib number two for you guys. On a first date, your date will decide if they like you or not within just 10 minutes. Is that a fact or a fib?
I think that's it's a fact, because they do like everything about you.
I think it's the fib, because you have to go on the first date and the second date. It probably takes 3 dates.
Okay, it's a fib. If you want to make a good impression on someone, you've only got about 4 minutes to do it. It's believed that it's far more to do with your body language, tone and speed of your voice rather than exactly what you say. Really? If a date was going badly, would you escape or stay for the whole thing?
I would stay for the whole thing.
If it went badly, then I would escape.
Okay, so this is number three, guys, for you. Fact or fib number three. You can cure your headache by cuddling someone. Is that a fact or a fib?
It's a fib, because when I have a headache, well, like my mum, she goes into a black room and that cures her headaches.
It depends. Some things do work, some things don't work.
It's actually a fact, guys. It's oxytocin, yeah? The so-called love or cuddle hormone is produced during an embrace or cuddle. Really? How aesthetic. Researchers found that a dose of oxytocin decreases headaches, and for some, it even makes the pain go away completely after 4 hours.
Wow! That's amazing!
Okay, so this is number four. Fact or fib number four for you. Love is really all that matters.
I think it's fact.
I think it's fact as well, because everyone needs a bit of love in their life.
It's actually a fact, so all of you are right. Mother's 75-year-long study, which was conducted by a group of Harvard researchers, has shown that love is really all that matters. So the participants' lifelong experiences revealed that happiness and life fulfillment revolved around love, or simply searching for love. Join us next month for another game of Fib or Fact. Thank you. Carousel Radio presents Fib or Fact. Sometimes it's hard in a relationship to find the perfect partner. I spoke to Stuart and Fran about their relationships.
So I met a girl at school. It was coming to Christmas time, and I bought her a Christmas present, and then she bought me a Christmas present. And there was a time where we both went to a Christmas party, and before the Christmas party had finished, we swapped Christmas presents, and that was really, really nice. We're both music lovers. It's like, girl likes music, and she's got a passion for music, and I've got passion for music as well, and that's how we both come together. And she's in the band member, and she's part of the Dancing Rock Queens, which I really do give my support to, and she's very good at that. And in the earlier days, I couldn't really go and see that because I didn't have no support to do that. I got a bit upset about that, and I felt a bit hurt about that, because she'd managed to get support to go, and I couldn't. So I had to wait until I see her, and then after when she'd done that, she came out and told me how good it was. How I feel now when I see her doing that, it's really, really good, because I can take pictures and I can get film. For being there myself, seeing her do that, it makes it like a... It makes me proud every time. She loves having me there because I always award her and saying, well done for that. And I'm very, very pleased. We've been having problems like seeing each other out of service late in the evenings because it's harder to get support from other staff members to take us. Even she asks me to, can we meet up? And I say yes, sometimes. But mostly I try not to say yes because we don't know if I could get the support for it or not. Because there's not hardly anybody around and it's very difficult for both of us to get support. I find it a bit upsetting and a bit frustrating because I don't get to see a lot of her like other people do. Monday I see her, Tuesday and Thursday as I see her, but like Friday she's at the service and I'm here with you guys, so I don't get to see her. Plus I don't get to see her at the weekends either, so I always have to wait till during the week to see her. I say we always can't live without one another because when we don't see each other, we always feel lost without each other because we can't communicate properly. We are in a stable relationship and we see each other 3 days a week, and also we are engaged as well to be married. What happened was, is I proposed to her the first time, and because there was a crowd of people and the place was so noisy, she couldn't hear. So I ended up asking her twice. And she got the message the second time and she said yes. And there was a place we went to together called Swade's Farm. It's like in the middle of nowhere. It had like gold leaves we could throw up in the air, like confetti. And what we both did is we picked those up. And I was lucky because the support I had at the time was one of the bus drivers kindly filmed the scene for that. So I've got video and I've got a picture of that somewhere. And that made us a very lovely date. And then a year later, I bought her an engagement ring, which she wears on her finger. And I'm wearing my engagement ring she got me on my finger now, which I always keep on. I never ever take it off.
I was with my ex-boyfriend. His staff would not let him go out with me as they didn't have enough staff to support us. Instead, my boyfriend invited me round to his house. He was going to cook me a meal. However, his support staff would not let him buy food to make me dinner for our date. So I texted my mum to ask her if it was okay for me to spend my money on buying the food. Right. Mum said yes. I went shopping with my staff. I went around his house and cooked him dinner. I cooked pizza and salad. I split up with him soon after and found a boyfriend who cooks me dinner.
The problem with relationships is people with a moderate learning difficulty, they find it very hard to date, and with dating agencies they should have people with a moderate learning difficulty that you can have something in common with and you can get on with them as well. In my experience, dating agencies may have people with profound learning difficulties, but then most dating agencies I don't think have people with a moderate learning difficulty. Myself, I have just a moderate learning difficulty and I would like to meet somebody who I could get on with and chat with and have a laugh and see how things go. Yes, I hope one day to meet that person and that would be great.
Lady Star, electric shock, that girl is so beautiful. Yeah, she is. Yeah. Watching on the TV tonight, seeing the girls. Yeah, terrific.
The Greysair Friendship Group was set up to help people to meet new friends and stop them from being isolated. I spoke to Jacqueline at the Amaze event.
Yeah. Oh, hello. Hi, I'm Jacqueline. I coordinate the friendship group. We call it kind of Out and About. It's like a social network group for people, adults with learning disabilities. And it's really just to kind of promote people to get out and about more and do more activities and to meet up with people who have like similar interests. We have a monthly calendar, and on that we kind of link in with places like Gullies that do this pier and the bowling and the cinema. It's whatever people are interested in doing, we try and build that up into the calendar for the following month. People who come might come, say, to the Dome, and it's like for a coffee meetup. We do that once a month on a Friday. And what we do is tend to kind of ask you what you like to do and what your interests are. And then you tell us, and then we can kind of link you in with other people that have said similar things and what they like doing. So it might be kind of a group of two or three or five, or if we like our recent like laser quest, a lot of guys, when we had 14 come. So it's just, I suppose it's just really trying to improve social networks for people, smaller networks everywhere with people with similar interests.
What is the need for a friendship group, son?
I suppose the aim of the group is that some people with learning disabilities could become a bit isolated, and they maybe need a bit more support to go out and about. It can be quite daunting to start something new or to find people with similar interests. And it's kind of trying to do that, put people in touch with other people who have similar interests in a kind of, we're kind of providing the framework. So it's more of a supportive framework for people then to explore what they like, and then we help them do it. So if it's few people would like to go to badminton, then we'll kind of help support, set that up, and then encourage people to come.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
We may expect quite a lot of noise.
You know that new sound you're looking for? Well, listen to this.
What the hell is that?
What's that sound?
I am Fran.
I'm Ewan.
I'm Stuart.
This is the What's That Sound? The relationship special.
So I'm going to play you a series of sound effects and sounds to do with relationships. They're to do with famous relationships between two people, either in film or in television. Some of these people have good relationships with each other. Some of them have not so good relationships with each other. So, this is sound number one.
What, have you got a plan, my lord?
Yes, I have, and it's so cunning you could brush your teeth with it.
I'm going to have a guess and say Bottom.
It's not Bottom, but it is a comedy programme. So I've got another clip. So this one is the other character in this clip.
May I present my cunning plan?
Isn't that of Blackadder?
It is, Stuart.
Because he plays Baldrick in that.
You've got a point for Blackadder, you've got a point for Baldrick.
And his real name, actually, is called Tony Robinson.
So that's right. So it's Baldrick and Blackadder from the series Blackadder. So well done. So Stuart's right out of the blocks with 3 points already. Now, I'll give you a clue from the world of cartoons, OK? Let's play the first clip.
Tom and Jerry.
Absolutely correct, Fran. Right. Well done. Can you identify the voice of that other character?
Is it Mammy Two Boots?
Yeah, it's Mammy. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So she was the housekeeper in Tom and Jerry's house. Brilliant. Wow. So Fran now has 3 points. Stuart has 3 points. And Ewan yet to score. This is from the world of television, American television. Oh. Okay.
Are you crazy?
Am I out of my mind? Am I losing my senses?
Friends.
Fran, brilliant.
Oh, no.
Fran's got another point.
Oh, no. Oh, I guess that. I used to watch it, and they just said they're back for a reunion again this year. So,
can anyone name the characters in that clip? There were two of them.
Phoebe.
No. I'll play it again.
Are you crazy?
Am I out of my mind? Am I losing my senses?
It might not be Ross, is it?
It's Ross. Yes. You got another point there,
Ian.
I know Monica.
Correct.
Of course.
Back to British comedy now.
Right.
Au contraire, Rodney. Au contraire.
I knew Fool's Horses.
Oh, Fran's got it.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
His real name is David Jason.
That's correct.
And he plays Derek in Fools and Horses, but also he plays in A Touch of Frost, Frost.
So bonus point for Stuart for TV trivia.
You dozy little twonk, Rodney.
Oh, yeah, that's him, yes.
It's Nicholas Lyndhurst as Rodney.
American television now.
Okay.
I'm looking for the person who's speaking in the clip and the person you think he's speaking to.
Okay.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Oh, Fran, that was quick.
The Batman!
Batman, Fran is correct.
Oh. Robin.
Robin. That's his crime-fighting partner. So, I'm going to count the scores up. Ewan has 3, Stuart has 4, but in the lead with Fran with so many points, going to have to quickly add them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So Fran wins What's That Sound for the February edition of Carousel Radio.
Yay! I'm excited. Join us again next time for more Waltz and Sound, when it will be about mistakes.
Watch that sand.
There's a band called The Fish Police. This is their song, and it's about they're trying to ask a girl out before the end of the school. And it's called The Sabarine, My Very Last Day. And thanks for listening.
Goodbye!
Blue jeans, t-shirt, black trainers. I was getting ready for my very last day. Had to get to the door by 8. The number one bus was on its way. The Sabrin rolled on the 51 bus, and the 51 bus took it all the way. I get to see her one more time, just one more time, on my very last day. Pink jeans, t-shirt, blue trainers, I remember what she wore. She looked okay, she had them shoes with the white flowers on. It really grew on me, I have to say. When she wore on tiptoes. When she danced, she swayed. I get to see her one more time, just one more time, on my very last day.
My very last day arrived before I knew for sure what I was gonna do. Tell me please, hey, hey, but what do I say? The very first time she spoke to me, never forget. Just what she said to me, something like,
hey, hey, stop looking at me, will you? I had something I wanted to ask her, kinda had something I wanted to say. I had to get her alone for a minute, quick, quick, have to move it, no delay. Miss my chance in the morning, maybe at lunchtime it would be okay. I get to see her one more time, just one more time, on my very last day.
My very last day arrived before I knew
for sure
what I was gonna do. Tell me please,
hey, hey,
but what do I say? First time she spoke to me, never forget. Just what she said to me, something like,
hey, hey, stop looking at me, will you?
Carousel Radio,
broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability. Tune in to next month's show, and it's all about mistakes.